Catholic vitamins. Vitamin S. Searching. Part 1. Episode 21.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith. Forget what lies behind and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hi there, it's Deacon Tom.
And Dee.
We're really, really, really glad to be with you, as we will unfold here in a little bit. We're doing Catholic vitamin, what one, dear?
S.
For?
Searching.
We have a dog snoring in the background. We have an ice machine popping ice in another room.
I forgot about that. I shouldn't have turned that thing on right now.
I don't know if it's loud enough for us to...
I don't think they can hear it. It's too far away.
Well, we'll tell you what has been going on in a moment or two. I want to say welcome to our show. And as Dee introduced, this is part one. Part two will be explained in a minute. So we've had a little bit of feedback and email and comments. Usually we reserve a lot of that till the end of the show, but there's a few reasons we'd like to talk about this now. First, we had a call, dear. Do you remember the call? It was from Bob Derilio.
Oh, yes, yes.
From the Paul's Men podcast.
Right.
And if you haven't yet listened to the Paul's Men podcast, please give him a listen, along with Catholic Moments, Catholic in a Small Town, Among Women podcast, and...
Just a whole long list of others we could go on and on and on.
Yeah. At any rate, Paul Derilio called and did explain that after Sister Kathleen Glavich was on our show when we talked about the Psalms, Paul said that he is interested in the Psalms, that he thought Sister was a great guest and a great teacher, and that he's going to have her visit on Paul's Men podcast from time to time. So I think that's really neat. And I just want to say that Paul made some inference about my age. Did you happen to hear that?
Yes, I did.
Well,
he thought maybe he might be the oldest podcaster out there.
No, he thought I was.
I thought he thought he was.
No, he said he thought he was, and then until he heard me.
Oh.
And all I'd like you to know is we've talked about grandkids and things like this. We rented these grandkids. They're not really ours. And I don't know if you've seen my hair. My hair is dark, so I'm not at all as old as you're suggesting, old man Bob. So thanks for tuning in to our podcast.
I'll talk to you later, Bob.
Well, dear, who else have we heard from?
We've gotten some new Facebook friends. You've got Terry Rumsey, Paula's father's, Roger
Wimette.
He's up in Canada.
And his wife.
Oh, and his wife, too?
Yeah, she just
connected. Oh, yeah. And I've got Cheryl and Allie and Twitter followers. You've got two new Twitter followers.
Who is that? Ms. Ballou? Helen and...
No, it's Belline. Belline or something. Belline?
Oh, really?
Belline?
And then for this we pray. I haven't started communicating with that person yet, but thank you for coming on. And we had a lovely, lovely email from Violin Mama. She is expecting a child. That was something she announced on Catholic Vitamin J, the Joy show that we did. She announced that to several of her friends and had them listen to the podcast, we think. She said in the email that she just sent us that she's 24 weeks along, enjoying all the movement that the little boy in her womb is making and loving every minute of it. I need to call in with an update, and thanks for all the prayers I've felt from your podcast listeners. We're so joyful here. She's still joyful. Vlad and Mama, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. And you do add a measure of joy and grace when we hear your voice. Thank you. Well, dear, why don't we talk a little bit about what we've been up to and why there's going to be a part one and a part two.
Okay.
Well, we started out about a week and a half ago to travel to Missouri. Oh, it was so nice getting away, and the weather was pretty nice.
The weather was, as you would expect in the Midwest, to be terrible. It wasn't.
Yeah,
it was. It was terrible the week before we got there, but for our week there, it turned out to be pretty mild and pretty decent.
Right. So we were enjoying a nice visit in Missouri, just south of Springfield. We were babysitting. Our daughter, Mary, had to go to a business conference, an annual event that happens in January.
Last time we were there at Thanksgiving, I played many, many games of Candyland.
What did we
play? This time, I played Sequence.
Yeah, I played a lot of those games myself.
With our six-year-old, Holden, who won just about every one of those games.
He really knows how to play Sequence.
He's a whiz.
And he also played Othello with you, didn't he?
He did.
Yep, yep. Well, now, our daughter, Mary, we now call her place the House of Many Projects because just about every day there was a workman coming whom we had to escort or help to understand problems ranging from water heater to leaking water heater to
a fireplace needing cleaned out to
I don't know what
else. All the landscaping people came and did their
right.
thing outside.
And then the repaired water heater kept tripping a breaker, which meant there was no hot water. Oy vey, oy vey. So we had lots of chores to be involved in and helping Mary.
And then she had a lot of little projects, repair projects around that we thought you were going to be able to take care of and help her out, except we couldn't find any of her tools.
Yeah, so... So then Mary came back and, you know, sadly we said goodbye to the grandkids and to Mary. We love them dearly and we headed back towards Arizona.
Our two-day drive back.
Right.
Which turned into 4 days.
Well, let's set the stage by saying in New Mexico, halfway to the Arizona border, we see a blinking highway sign that says the Arizona... the highway is closed at the Arizona-New Mexico border.
Oh, boy. Oh, what are we going to do now?
Wow. Well, maybe it'll get better by the time we get to Albuquerque, which was our main stop for a meal.
For lunch.
Right. And we found out that there was no such thing as a change in status. By the time we're ready to go, the highway is still closed. Major snowstorm, and the Interstate 40 was closed all the way through Flagstaff and over towards western Arizona. So we talked it over. There's two other alternate routes. One we knew would be snowy and not very promising.
And we didn't have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's
a mistake. Or chains.
Right. So what we decided to do is to drive south about 150 miles. South.
Way south. Way out of our way.
Almost to the Mexico border. Then go west along Interstate 10. And then we got to Tucson. We were really, really tired. We drove through driving rain, which was the southern version of the snow up north.
Right.
We spent the night in Tucson. The bishop didn't even say hi. He didn't call while we were there. And then the next morning, we drove up to Phoenix, only to find out that all roads into our town were blocked, and we had to spend another
night.
Oy vey. So
only good thing there was that we got to stop and have a few minutes or a few hours with our daughter and her family.
Our daughter Barbara and her family, yeah. So we're really running behind, and because of some of this extended travel that we've just explained... Oh, I wanted to say a word, dear. We went to Mass down in the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, actually.
Right, this morning.
Yeah, and we went to a church in Scottsdale, and the pastor gave a wonderful homily. He led a wonderful and holy liturgy of the Mass. But we also noticed the music. They opened with a song that I really love to sing and participate in, How Great Is Our God. And then later on in the Mass, they did the Michael W. Smith Agnus Dei music piece. And maybe people don't know it by those words.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Yeah, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, it was just beautiful. So after Mass and a little bit of shopping, we got in our car and found out the highway had been reopened to our destination, and we got home. We've been unpacking and doing laundry and have not completed one of the interviews that I wanted to have done, which is working ahead in our schedule. But we do have our guest for a Catholic Vitamin S searching recorded. We need time to put the program together, and that will happen within a few days, maybe, D, by Wednesday, you think?
Maybe so.
All right.
I think we can do it.
So I'll be working on with D on production of part two of Catholic Vitamin S for searching. But I'll also be trying to work on Catholic Vitamin T. We lost time in getting that guest interview accomplished. And then, dear, on Thursday coming, I'm flying out of Phoenix to go do a wedding, a couple that Deacon Tom has worked with for about 4 years, especially the bride-to-be. She went through my RCIA classes. She had to get an annulment, which she finally received. So God willing, Elizabeth and Michael will be married, and their vows will be witnessed by Deacon Tom at a Mass next Saturday, a further factor in getting our weekend show out. And then I've got knee surgery on February 2nd. God willing, that will take place. You remember that was postponed because I had acute bronchitis a couple weeks ago. Thank heavens I'm starting now to take Catholic vitamins every day by going to daily Mass.
So you'll be flying back in from the wedding in Colorado, and the very next day you're having knee surgery.
Right, right. And a few days after I get my knee surgery done and hopefully into rehab, Dee is taking off. Why don't you say what's going on with you?
I am taking off along with our daughter Barbara and two young granddaughters. And we are flying back east to Pennsylvania to be a surprise for my mom's 90th birthday.
So mom doesn't know you're coming in.
Yeah, right now I think the only person that knows is my sister. So if anybody listening to this...
Squeals,
I'll be very upset. So, and our other daughter, the one that we just came back from visiting, the other daughter in Missouri, and her two young children are also going.
So this will be really nice because of my surgery and because of my travels the weekend ahead of that. I am not going to Pennsylvania, but dearly love my mother-in-law.
Oh, I think one of the things she's really, really going to be surprised about is that our two granddaughters here in Arizona, my mom has never seen except in pictures.
How neat. How neat. Okay, so this is our way of spending a few moments with you. I know it isn't as interesting as having a compelling guest, but we wanted to share with you a lot that's going on in our schedule, and we're going to have a show out, Catholic Vitamin S Part 2.
So we're not going to do any vitamin scrabble this time. We'll do that in Part 2.
Right. And one of the things that we're searching for is some time in our lives to get some of the things done. I'm not sure whether that's a Catholic vitamin or not, but we are searching. Well, that's it for now. Dear, we're a little bit late on getting a Catholic vitamin sweet treat out to Barb from Nebraska.
Oh, we are. Sorry, Barb. We did tell you that we couldn't do anything until we got back home. And since we've been delayed getting home, we're delayed in getting it out to you, but it will be coming very soon.
And if you don't know what a Catholic vitamin sweet treat is, you got to listen to our podcast and listen to Dee when she does the vitamin scrabble. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.